We cannot discuss the positive impact that the peace negotiations have had over the last 3 years on the situation of children in Colombia. If we just take one example, in 2015 we have had around 40,000 under 18 displaced. This is the lowest figure in the last 20 years. Well, at the same time, of course, 40,000 is still a figure that cannot be accepted. Therefore, improvements, yes, but still a lot of work needs to be done. And therefore, the call to action would be we have to accelerate the peace talks. We would need to get to a signature as soon as possible. And on the other hand, we also need to remind ourselves that with or without the signature of a peace agreement, the fulfillment of children's rights should not be left behind.
We understand that as part of a peace process, the FARC has announced that it would be demobilizing minors. Is that being accomplished? Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, what has been announced by the FARC some weeks ago was the suspension of the recruitment of children under the age of 18, which is a very, very, very positive step towards the right direction. Regarding the mobilization of children under 18 presently fighting or collaborating, let's say, in the ranks of the FARC, there hasn't been any, let's say, clear announcement and there hasn't been any clear action. This is a topic that is being discussed. And of course, it's a topic that is of paramount importance, of extreme relevance for us. And we hope that the two parties will reach an agreement as soon as possible. Because, of course, I don't think it would be fair for all these children to wait until the peace agreement is signed before being released and before starting their reintegration process into the society.
Once eventually that the peace talks are reached and the peace negotiations are completed, what are the challenges remaining ahead in Colombia regarding the attention to children in general?
Well, as you may know, the FARC are not the only so-called illegal armed group recruiting and using, let's say, in their ranks children under the age of 18. This means that if the mobilization and reintegration processes are not properly carried out, all these children who will hopefully be leaving as soon as possible the ranks of the FARC will be at least at risk of being somehow absorbed by other illegal armed groups that are currently active in the country. Therefore, the risk, if this demobilization and reintegration process is not properly carried out, is that we will end up with a significant number of children who will simply transit, let's say, from one illegal armed group to another.